just one word of Devrei Musar before we go into the Siyum Bechorot that is customary to do on Erev Pesach. The day of Erev Pesach is very great. Hakamim gave a remez that Amalek, which is the arch enemy of Am Yisrael, will be destroyed, and we'll have a big Sa'uda on Erev Pesach, the Sa'uda of the destruction of Amalek. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yad Al Kes Yam El Hamal Adonai B'Amalek, Ki Yad, Yad is Yud Dalid. That on the 14th, referring to the 14th of Nisan, there's going to be Mel Hamal Hashem B'Amalek. For the day itself has great potential. The Mishnah says, All the Arba Asar, Burkin Et HaChametz, Le'oraneh. That last night, which was the night of the 14th, we checked for the Hametz, Le'oraneh. Of course, the Hametz not only represents the physical Hametz, that we must scour our homes to rid ourselves even from a mashu of the Hametz, but on a spiritual level, the Hametz represents the Yetzer Hara that is within inside of us, that causes us to make Averot. That the main searching for the Hametz is the Hametz that's within, in order to root ourselves out of all the bad Averot and all the bad Midot, like the Pasuk says, Sur Mera V'asetov, that first you have to desist from doing evil, and then you can do good. Before you can eat the Matzah, first you have to give it all the Hametz. And now that the house is rid of the Hametz, Sur Mera, V'asetov, now you can do good. Similarly, when it comes to Averot, before you can really serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly, Sur Mera, you have to stop doing evil first. That's represented in getting rid of the Hametz, and then Asetov. But we explained, according to the Derasha, that sometimes when you involve yourself in Sur Mera, it can be very depressing. Because a person starts to contemplate all the sins that he did, and all his deficiencies, and all his delinquencies. And then instead of going into the holiday B'Simcha, he goes into the holiday depressed, when he thinks of the low level that he's on. So the Pasuk is coming to teach you not only that you have to make Teshuvah, Sur Mera, but it's teaching you how to make Teshuvah. Sur Mera, how? Aseh Tov. Do good. A lot of good will push away a lot of the Averot. Like it says, Ksat Min Haor, Doche Harbe Min HaChoshech. A little light pushes away a lot of darkness. And therefore, you don't have to make a teshuvah of negativity or of sadness. Sur Mera, how? Aseh Tov. Just commit yourself to Tov. And what is Tov? En Tov, Ela Torah. Like it says, Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lachem, Torati Al Ta'azovu. The best way to make the teshuvah is to commit yourself to more studying of Torah. Every moment that you have, to be learning and to be studying. The Torah is called Or. Like it says, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And that's what it means in the Mishnah. When it says, Or Arba Asar, on the night of the Arba Asar, Burkim Et HaChametz, we rid ourselves from the Yetzer Hara, from the Hametz. But how do we do it? Le'Or HaNer. What's the Or HaNer? Through the study of Torah. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. When we commit ourselves to more learning and more shiurim, then automatically the Ra goes away by itself. It just goes away by itself through the learning of the Torah. And that's our teshuvah that's done on Erev Pesach. It's done Le'or HaNer. And that's a symbolism of lighting the fire when you're burning the Hametz. The Hametz is the Yetzer Hara. Why is the main way of burning the Yetzer Hara to a fire? Because the fire represents Esha Torah. And therefore you're symbolizing to yourself that just like I got rid of the Hametz through a flaming fire, so too we get rid of our Yetzer Hara through the recommitting ourselves to Esha Torah, to the study of Torah, which is compared to as fire. And that's why the Torah calls the first day of Pesach Shabbat. Where do we see it's called Shabbat? Like it says, Usfartem Lachem Memaharat Shabbat, that you're supposed to count from the day after Shabbat the Sefirat HaOmer. Why is the first day called Shabbat? Everybody asks this question. Because the Torah says, what do we do on the first day of Pesach? Tashbitu Seor Mebatechem. That's the day we fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbitu. we get rid of all the hametz in our possession. And therefore the first day of Pesach is called Shabbat Melashon Tashbitu. On the day that we fulfill the Mizrach Tashbitu, not only the physical hametz, but the spiritual hametz that's within us. Shabbat from the day after the day of Tashbitu. And therefore today's day is very great. When we light the hametz in flames, we have to have kavanah, that so too we're lighting all the yetzer hara, and all our bad midot, and all our weaknesses, and also it's brought down by the tzaddikim, that you have kavanah to burn all your wajaras as well. All your problems should be burnt also in the fire. Some of the tzaddikim, they write their problems on a paper, and they throw it into the fire as well. At the time of the Mekirat Hametz, the custom is to burn the old lulav, if you have it still in stock, and the aravot, and the petilot from Hanukkah, and the wicks, and all those old mitzvot that you want to take out of the storage today, to burn it as well. And the Be'ezat Hashem Yidatzon will be fulfilled on us, will be Arta Ara' Mikirbecha, that Be'ezat Hashem today, the work of Erev Pesah is the work of Sur Merah. And then Be'ezat Hashem, by the time sunset comes, we'll be able to be at least a little more clean, and then we can begin Be'ezat Hashem, the Aseh Tov of the great night, Leil Kadesh Pag, the great night of Leil HaSeder, of Leil Pesach. The school is Shanim Rabot, Rimot, Vetobot.